Time for the best 5 minutes of the day, because where else do you find two brothers from another mother on the radio together? That's what we bring you for 5 minutes, and then the gong is banged by Chuck Barris, and then we go off stage. So, good morning.
What is the right word for gong?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. I kind of stumbled on that. Yeah, I did.
Gonged?
Yeah, I know.
That's a good question.
The Gong Show is what it was called.
The Gong Show, yes.
There's something endearing about just something that's so creative and personal like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyhow, I wasn't a big fan. I was aware of the Gong Show.
A little before my time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, since I last saw you for breakfast, you know, 47 hours ago, whatever it was, looks like you've been busy walking and taking pictures.
Man, I went to Coon Fork yesterday, the county park, and there was no one there. And
when did you go?
Late morning.
Okay.
I think I probably got there about 11 or so. I don't know what time the Packer game was on.
Noon.
Yeah. I literally saw no other cars, no other people.
And yeah.
Which was weird to me for it being a county park on such a gorgeous day.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So what propelled you to go there?
You know, I'm always looking to try different places, and I initially was going to go to a wildlife area just outside of Augusta. And as I was driving, I thought, I'm going to try Coon Fork and see what that's like. And
yeah.
I'm glad I did. It was a good experience.
I think some of us were in church, and then there was the grocery shopping, and you could just see people are like frantically shopping before getting home for the game. So.
Yeah. I've said, you know, one of the best times to shop in Wisconsin is during Packer games.
During the games, so, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do your Christmas shopping. It maybe thins out a little bit,
right.
Like a middle-aged man's hair. So, okay. Yeah, you have a nice picture up of a darker squirrel and
black squirrel.
The changing leaf colors.
Yeah, that's one of the things I just love is how the leaves change this time of year.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. A quote that you shared that I saw but didn't share from Terry Pratchett that says, "Evil begins when you begin to treat people as things."
Yeah, this is one of those things. Again, I'm going to mention Cody, who mm-hmm. mentioned this idea of it versus I-thou relationships.
Mm.
When we see,
sounds like Martin
people,
Buber to me.
Yeah, right. Exactly. The Jewish writer who talked about seeing the other as a person.
Yeah.
As opposed to a thing. And, you know, when we lack connection with others, it can be really easy to begin to see them as things as opposed to image bearers, as people. And I thought that Terry Pratchett, quote, caught that well.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that slipped into some of our political dialogue in recent times, but we need
right.
to always be on guard for that. And I know my wife, particularly, has become such a champion for that, mentioning it almost daily. In fact, the school we started in Liberia, it's in year two now, called the Imago Dei Academy.
Yeah.
And whether you're a believer or not, I mean, everyone is an image bearer, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that's what we need to, regardless of where we're coming from,
mm-hmm.
To see that those people we consider enemies or who we struggle with all still bear the image of God.
Yeah. And, yeah, again, that's not new. We've talked about it before.
Yep.
Francis Schaeffer embodied and championed that a lot, and he went to
yep.
be with the Lord in 1984. Something I shared on Friday night was, kind of thinking about some things you've said here on this 5 minutes, where how about some more good news? And so there's some good news about the Church of the Nazarene in Springfield,
yeah.
Ohio, a new Haitian church launched there. So while they've gotten a lot of unfair accusations hurled towards them, I think some good news arising from that faith community. So,
yeah, when people are gathered like that, I mm-hmm. think it's a beautiful thing.
All right. Finally, we close it out with we're at Acts 8, 22 and 23 today.
And that says, "Repent of your wickedness and pray to the Lord. Perhaps he will forgive your evil thoughts, for I can see that you are full of bitter jealousy and are held captive by sin."
And you say in your devotional commentary, I'm going to save that for tomorrow because that's a whole
okay.
paragraph and it's going to take us a little time. So,
okay.
Sounds all right. Good. Any final thought on that?
No, I mean, other than, you know, Peter was direct.
Yeah.
I think sometimes I can kind of work around being direct, kind of bounce around the edges rather than, but he was not, and
he just
kind of laid it out there. So
he did. Thank you very much, Jason. Appreciate it. The Whip Wake Up Show, we call it Weekend Recap here on a Make Us Laugh Monday. WWIB, Halvo and Caleb. Friday night, I got the chance to call a high school football game, an exciting game, as McDonald defeating Gilman 22-14. So that was fun, alongside Seth Smitsky on WOGO. Saturday, kind of an awkward way to wake up. I get out of bed. Our mini Aussie Shepherd, who's not so many, he's close to 40 pounds. So Athena steps on my foot. My foot kicks back the metal on the bed frame. And then I get a Charlie horse, which was kind of activated by standing for that whole long football game. So that was a crazy way to wake up on Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah. And then also Saturday, part of the day, putting together the Chippewa Valley this week on a spiritual abuse workshop. Recovery and rebuild going on this Saturday in Eau Claire. Hearing from Naomi Wright from Be Emboldened Ministry. Sunday church and a family dinner. So there you go.
All right. Well, my Saturday, enjoyed some college football. We ran some errands and things like that, but enjoyed watching some college football games. So that's always a fun way to spend at least part of a Saturday. So enjoyed that. Got some steps in as well. Got some practice in with Cooper. He's got a second flag football game coming up on Tuesday. So Saturday and Sunday, we tossed the football around a little bit and got to play a little bit with Uncle Will yesterday, who plays for Rice Lake. So great to get some of that practice in. Of course, very much enjoyed the Packers game yesterday after church. That was a lot of fun. Malik Willis is playing very well. That defense was phenomenal. So I enjoyed watching the Packers game with my family. And then we had a car washing and waxing party because there are a lot of vehicles in the household and the Swenson extended household. If you ever look at my parents' house on a Sunday afternoon, it's like, oh, is there a party going on? No, that's just the number of vehicles that are there with all the different drivers. So we washed a lot of vehicles because it was a beautiful day and got some of the vehicles waxed as well, too. So a lot cleaner vehicle, so thanks, Mom and Dad, and all the siblings for helping out with that.
There we go, a weekend recap. The Whip Wake Up Show on this Make Us Laugh Monday, and we don't just ask for your jokes for the 3.5 hours that this show's on, but we bring you ours. 3 jokes apiece, here we go, on this September 23rd. Did you ever think about the fact that taller people sleep longer in bed?
No.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh,
they're taller people. They sleep longer in bed.
Okay, there you go. I had not thought about that, but
kind of went over your head there.
An astute observation. Yeah. So there you go. Yeah. How about this one? My friend got a job repairing ladders. Yeah, he's working his way to the top.
Very good. Good luck to him. You know, at the young age of 5, a bear told me that I'm the only person that can prevent forest fires. Now, why I was chosen, I'll never know.
There you go. Well, what do you call a reluctant potato? This is full-on dad joke. What do you call a reluctant potato?
What?
A hesitator.
Gotcha.
Oh, man.
And finally, this Monday morning on the Whip Wake Up Show, for those who don't want Alexa listening to your conversations, good news, they're making a male version. It doesn't listen to anything.
There you go. I was a little quick on the laugh track there. You know what? I warned and warned my children about using their whistle inside the house, and I gave them one last chance. Unfortunately, they blew it.
WWIB, we are family and we're your friend, your 100,000-watt friend, live streaming heard worldwide at whip.com, and we've got 30 sentences you can use to be a better friend.
Yeah, so for instance, how are you feeling really?
Yeah.
Ask, and not just, hey, how are you, but how are you feeling really?
Yeah. Will you tell me more about that? Boy, that's a great question.
30 sentences you can use to be a better friend. What can I do to help?
Uh-huh. What's been joyful lately?
What was your day like?
What's feeling hard right now?
How could I better support you?
What am I not understanding?
What can I take off your plate?
That's huge.
That's big.
That's a great question around the office,
I feel
right?
Like that's something that I should be asking my wife a lot more.
Yeah. You do so much around here, Caleb. We could stand to ask you that. What do you want me to ask you right now?
Again, these are 30 sentences you can use to be a better friend, better family member, better spouse. Do you want to share more? Share, and again, kind of saying dig deeper. I want to know more. Do you want to share more about that?
These are so other-centered. What do you think?
How about I believe in you?
Uh-huh. Not a question, but just a statement. That's helpful. Here's a strength of yours I noticed.
And here's another thing you could say. You matter to me. Something so simple. 4 words.
That's right. It's okay you feel this way.
How about, I appreciate what you did for me.
You taught me how to fill in the blank.
You are enough.
Mm-hmm. I think you're amazing.
Your feelings are normal. I was just thinking, I've got an almost 2-year-old now, too, and it's like sometimes he has a lot of feelings. So these are 30 sentences, again, you can use to be a better friend, family member, or spouse.
Yeah, a few more. I'm checking in. No pressure to answer.
How about just reminding you I'm here if you need anything?
No matter what you feel, I'll be here right next to you.
You don't have to face this alone.
Let me handle that for you.
It's okay to need help.
We don't have to talk about it.
I see how hard you're trying.
And I love you.
There you go.
Good
just
stuff.
Put a few of those into practice each day, right?
Yeah. The Whip Wake Up Show on WWIB. And, you know, sometimes when our wives leave for a short or long duration, us guys can be found a bit wanting and needy at home.
So your wife was just gone for a while in Liberia, too. Just begging my wife not to go anywhere because I found out again when I was trying to play her role for a while after Teddy was born and was in the special care unit for a while. It's
like, right.
Wow, she does a lot.
I remember that. I remember that, yeah. Well, it turns out about 5 years ago this week, a guy in Illinois tweeted an image of a survival note left by his wife who was out of town. So here's how it reads, right? There's like 10 different points. First of all, she writes, your daughter's at college. You don't have to pick her up at school anymore.
Good reminder. She also wrote this, close the garage door at night, and when you leave, if you leave it open, best case scenario, we get raccoons and thieves steal your garage sale paintings. Worst case, they steal your car.
Yeah. Thirdly, his wife in the note says, rain, windows closed. No rain, windows open. If you do turn on the air, it'll work better if the windows are closed.
All right, handy. Again, this survival note that this husband said, hey, my wife left this for me when she was going on a trip. She says, stove is next to the refrigerator if you decide to learn to use it. The sarcasm is pretty heavy there.
Yeah, right. I don't think he does a lot of the cooking. Fifth, she says, set your alarm for 2 a.m. so you can completely shut the freezer since I'm not here, not there to shut it for you each night after you get ice cream.
He must love the midnight snack. Uh-huh. This one cracked me up. She says, don't get a dog. I'm only gone a week.
All right. Seventh, she says, don't sign your paycheck and try to cash it. The signature on file is my fake version of yours.
Oh, dear. Oh, goodness. Again, a survival note. This husband says that his wife left him when she was on vacation. Point number 8, she says, the maid is also on vacation this week. In parentheses, note, I'm also the maid.
Yeah, right. Number 9 already, she says, I left you 7 boxes of Special K with strawberries and a jar of peanut butter. You should be fine on food this week.
Is it bad that I think that sounds delicious?
He doesn't have to do any cooking, right?
Yes, please. And finally, she says, send me a picture every morning of the bed being made and I'll bring you home a present after I get done with my trip. She also says, don't sleep in the guest bedroom just to win the prize. See, that's pretty smart.
To avoid having to make it every day.
Silliness there. A little survival note. What would we do without our wives?
Yeah.
I would be lost and confused.
For sure.
That's for sure.
Yeah.